You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is a Christian social media influencer, the author of 30 Days of Patience, and a passionate teacher of God's Word. After years of feeling spiritually asleep, Jeff experienced a powerful awakening that transformed his faith and revealed his calling to share the gospel and equip others to walk fully in God's light. This week, Jeff Fish launches a powerful series on one of the most awe-inspiring spiritual gifts, the gift of miracles. More than just answered prayer or healing, this gift is a supernatural act of divine power that interrupts the natural realm to confirm God's glory. Today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. And to another, the effecting of miracles. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Awaken to Deliver. Now, this week, we are diving headfirst into one of the most exciting and controversial gifts listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the gift of miracles. Now, when people hear the word miracle, they often think of vague, feel-good experiences like a parking spot opening up at the last minute or getting a good deal at the store. But the Bible has a different definition. The kind of miracles we're talking about are earth-shaking, chain-breaking, heaven-opening demonstration of God's raw power. I'm talking about dead things coming to life, storms being silenced, jail cells flinging open, and laws of nature bowing down to the will of God. And this is not fiction. This is not a metaphor. This is real. And more importantly, this gift is still available today. The church has gone silent in areas where it was called to roar. We have over-intellectualized the supernatural. We've explained away the power of God with human reasoning. But the Holy Spirit is still moving, and the gifts of miracles is still alive and active in the lives of believers who dare to believe. So let's begin by understanding what this gift actually is. So let's start with the word Paul uses in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, the effecting of miracles. And in Greek, this is energamata dunameon, which literally means the working of powers. It doesn't just mean a result, it means an active force. This is a supernatural power set in motion, ignited by the Holy Spirit through a yielded vessel. A miracle, by biblical definition, is an act that suspends or overrides natural law to reveal divine power. Now think about this. A healing might restore what was broken, but a miracle reorders creation itself. Healing makes a tumor disappear. A miracle regrows an organ. Healing stops the bleeding. A miracle walks on water. Healing helps someone recover. A miracle raises them from the dead. The gift of miracles isn't limited to healing the body. It includes provision, protection, deliverance, and even environmental changes when God intervenes in undeniable power. Now let's take a moment to explore miracles in the Old and New Testament. From cover to cover, the Bible is filled with miraculous acts, not as fairy tales, but as factual historical events. In Exodus, God parts the Red Sea, not a metaphorical sea, but a literal body of water split in two, so his people could walk through on dry ground. That is a miracle. And in Joshua chapter 10, the sun literally stands still in the sky so Israel can win a battle. That's not poetry. That's cosmic intervention. That's the working of miracles. we see in 1 Kings chapter 17 that Elijah calls for a drought, and it happens. And in 1 Kings chapter 17, Elijah calls for a drought, and it happens. Then later, he calls down fire from heaven that consumes a soaking wet altar in front of 450 prophets of Baal. These are miracles. And in the New Testament, Jesus feeds thousands with 5 loaves and 2 fish. He calms storms with a word. He multiplies provisions, casts out demons, and raises the dead. He didn't just preach the kingdom, he demonstrated it with power. In Acts chapter 5, Peter's shadow heals the sick. In Acts chapter 12, an angel busts Peter out of prison. In Acts chapter 13, Paul blinds a sorcerer on the spot for opposing the gospel. The point is simple. The gift of miracles is not rare in the Bible. It's expected. It was part of normal ministry, and it should be again. This ties into something that we really need to grasp. Miracles are for today. Let me repeat that. Miracles are for today. There's a lie in the church that says miracles were only for the first century, that they were meant to kickstart the early church, and now we're supposed to rely on Scripture alone. Yes, we do rely on Scripture. We live by the Word, but the same Word that teaches salvation also teaches miracles. The same Bible that says Jesus saves says that Jesus heals, delivers, and works wonders. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. If he did miracles then he can still do them now. If he gave this gift to believers then, he's still giving it to believers now. Miracles were never meant to fade. They were meant to follow. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 says, these signs shall follow those who believe. Not apostles, not pastors, believers. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you qualify to walk in this gift as the Spirit wills it. Now, furthermore, this gift is not just a display. It's a signpost. Miracles are never meant to be the end goal. They're a sign that points to the greater reality of who God is. In John chapter 2, verse 11, it says, this beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Now, did you catch that? The miracles revealed his glory. That's what miracles do. They strip away the doubt. They silence the critics. They make it impossible to deny that the hand of God is moving. And notice the result. It says his disciples believed in him. Miracles can increase faith. They soften hearts. They awaken spiritual hunger, and they make room for the gospel. This is why Satan works overtime to suppress the gift of miracles in the church. Because where miracles are happening, souls start repenting. Now let me be clear. The gift of miracles is not earned. It's given. This isn't about earning spiritual power. It's not about being anointed enough or good enough. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 makes it very clear. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. The Spirit gives as he wills. That means you can't force a miracle. You can't manufacture one, but you can ask for this gift. You can cultivate hunger. You can make yourself available. But don't fall to the trap of striving. Instead, surrender. The gift of miracles doesn't rest on your power. It rests on God's willingness to use you. Now, here is where it gets real, because the church needs this gift active again. We live in a world obsessed with signs and wonders. craving something beyond the natural, something unexplainable. People know down deep that there has to be more out there, more than routine, more than religion, more than dead tradition. And that hunger is real. But because the church has backed away from the power of God, the enemy has stepped in with counterfeits. People are running to crystals, energy healing, tarot cards, astrology, and psychedelics, and even so-called aliens, hoping to touch something supernatural. But what they're encountering isn't light. It's darkness disguised as light. The rise in UFO sightings and alien encounters isn't just sci-fi hype. It's demonic deception. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 tells us that Satan is the prince and the power of the air. And in Revelation chapter 16, it speaks of unclean spirits that come from the water. It's no coincidence that these so-called aliens are being reported in both the skies and the seas. These are ancient spirits, not visitors from other planets. They're demons in disguise, feeding a global fascination and steering people away from the truth of Jesus Christ. The supernatural hasn't disappeared. It's just been hijacked. And why? Because the church vacated its post. We stopped teaching it. We stopped expecting it. Stopped walking in it. And while the world is desperate for something real, we have been busy explaining away the very power that was supposed to set captives free. But it's time to take it back. We weren't called to be polite. We were called to be powerful. The early church didn't grow because they had good branding. They grew because the blind were seeing, the lame were walking, and demons were fleeing. Miracles were the proof that the kingdom had come near, and they still are. So with that in mind, what is the gift of miracles? It is the Holy Spirit working through a believer to perform a supernatural act that cannot be explained by natural means. It's divine power on display, not to entertain, not to elevate a man, but to glorify Jesus, confirm the gospel, and destroy the works of the devil. Whether that's parting the sea of anxiety in someone's life or literally opening deaf ears, the effecting of miracles is God making a bold statement. I'm here. I'm alive. And I still reign. So let me challenge you with this thought as we end today's episode. Have you limited God to what you've seen before? Have you settled for a tame, powerless version of Christianity? Have you explained away the miraculous because it doesn't fit your theological box? If the answer to any of these is yes, it's time to repent. It's time to hunger again. It's time to believe that God is still moving in power and that you might be the vessel that he wants to use next. Now, as we conclude this episode, remember, the gift of miracles is not a relic of the past. It is a tool of the present. It's a spiritual weapon in the hand of surrendered believers. So don't let fear, doubt, or tradition talk you out of it. The same Spirit who worked miracles through Peter and Paul lives inside of you. And if you're willing to walk in holiness, if you're willing to obey when he prompts, if you are willing to take the risk of faith, you just might see heaven break in through your life. Now, tomorrow, we are going to look at miracles in the ministry of Jesus and the apostles and how they model for us the standard, not the exception. So until then, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the Linktree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.